Oh, she drank the kratom.
It's Data Transfer episode 26 of season 2. I'm Audrey.
I'm Corla. You slurped the nasty juice.
Yeah, I did it. I did it right now.
Look on your. That's what happens to me every time I drink any form of alcohol. I'm just like, is it always? Does it always have to be this terrible?
Yes.
Does it have to hurt? I have GERD, you see.
Does it have to hurt?
Alcohol hurts really bad.
Wolverine every
time. Oh. Oh.
I had the idea. I was like, I'm going to go do a scoop of Cortangas. And then I was like, what if I drank it right as the drop comes? And then the intro is me being disgusted at Kratom.
Yeah, it worked pretty well.
I'm glad you think so. Corla, how are you? Corla, what is up?
Corla, what is going on? I'm doing pretty good recently. We're coming up on Lilith's birthday soon, and I'm excited for all of that stuff. We've been doing more magic, both online and in person. I put together a Genova deck. She's Genova. My gal.
Is she more of a gal or a monstrosity?
You know, I feel like putting people in boxes isn't really a healthy way to comport ourselves in the queer community. Queer icon, I think Genova. She's an icon and she's serving. But the other thing, the fun thing, that recipe we got for hot dish.
Yeah.
I've made that twice now.
Yo.
First time I did it exactly as directed. And it came out really fucking good. Second time I had to do like a cut down batch just because I was working with leftover materials. And I sauteed the onions in a shit ton of butter this time.
Ooh, wait.
Just to add even more fucking lactic shit into there.
Lactic magic. There are few aromas on this planet that rise to the strength of onion cooking in butter with garlic.
I was going to say with garlic. You got to put garlic in there. Oh my goodness gracious. Oh. One thing that does stand up there is chicken adobo, which is vinegar
adobo
and garlic.
Is pretty strong.
So fucking good. Nom 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 nom.
Nom nom nom. Now I'm hungry.
Nom 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 nom.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah, she's hungry.
From Data Transfer.
Hey. But yeah, that's what's up. That's what how I've been and what I've been up to.
Hell yeah.
What about you, my darling?
I've been so sad.
Yeah, I sent you a picture of a rabbit and you cried.
Yeah. It's an emotional support rabbit. I'm going to cry again thinking about it.
He's so big and he has a little hat.
He's got a little hat. And like, I was thinking about how much he helps people and how he don't even know he's helping people.
He's just chill. He's like a fuzzy capybara.
Yeah, he's just like,
I don't know what the fuck's happening.
My name is Alex the Great. I just kind of hang out and, you know.
But there's people who go out to these things because it means something to someone in their life. You go along with them, but you are over fucking whelmed.
Yeah.
This has happened to me before. I know exactly what that's like. And so you get to hold a little therapy rabbit while you're just like, I don't think I can take any more of it. And it's like, it'll be okay. Big heavy boy is right there for you.
Yeah. I could have used Alex at the zoo the other
day.
My very dear friend Elizabeth blew into town. Because, not to put too much of her business on Front Street, but she's an immigration lawyer. And that means that it's like the government personally wants her to die.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So they like laid her off and like her job doesn't exist anymore. And it's fucked up. It's fucked up. So she took her kids and she's doing a big road trip. She's got her children, a little 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. And they're doing a big road trip.
Yeah, they're eastbound and down.
Yeah. Loaded up. Coming from Florida. One of the first stops. They went through Kentucky. They stopped in Cincinnati to see me. And she was like, where is a place that me, you, and my children can go and spend some time hanging out? And I was like, zoo?
She's zoo.
Like, okay. She's like, okay, yeah.
There's animals. So you'll barely notice the children shrieking because the animals will be shrieking. Because
the animals will be shrieking just as much. We got to see maybe 5 animals because those kids were they're not ill-behaved children. I want to make this clear.
Uh-huh. They're behaving
exactly as children do and should and are. mm-hmm. right? Which is to say, obstinate at the worst possible times. And like, we got them lettuce to feed to the giraffe. There's a giraffe and you can feed them lettuce. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Gotta do it. Gotta have the kids feed the lettuce to the giraffe.
That big fucking tongue.
That huge tongue just goes bleh, and just like
it slimes that shit off your hand.
Just glorps your fucking lettuce out of your hand.
Yeah.
And her little boy got freaked out at the tongue.
Yeah, I
and like pulled the lettuce back. Like, what the fuck is that? And we were like, just give him the lettuce. It's okay. Doesn't want your hand. Just wants the lettuce. Is hungry. Feed her the lettuce. And the kid five times pulls the lettuce back and won't do it.
Oh, no. That's cruelty at that point.
And eventually the giraffe goes, all right, fine. And then I hold out a piece of lettuce and it's like, maybe you're not a bitch, and reaches over and takes my lettuce, right? And I go, see, it's fun. And the kid is just standing there like freaked out. There is a line forming behind the child of other children who would like to feed lettuce to the giraffe, please.
Yeah.
And so eventually my friend Elizabeth goes, okay, well, your sister's going to feed the lettuce to the giraffe now. And like basically just grimps the lettuce out of his hand and hands it to his sister. Like, here, you're fucking up. Here you go. And then later in the day, this is the craziest thing about kids. The kid goes, I didn't feed the lettuce to the giraffe. The kid like knew he fucked up.
Right.
But he couldn't bring himself to, you know what I mean? And you empathize so much with these kids. Like. And what they got going on.
That's not a fun situation for anyone.
No, because I'm standing there going like, not my kids. Can't tell them shit.
But, okay, you see what's basically a big horse with a long neck. And you're like, I get horses. Big fucking tombstone teeth, flat tongue. Okay.
Yeah.
What horrifying. The fuck is that?
What is that thing?
Why does it have a xenomorph mouth?
When it's got horns and shit. It's fucking weird.
It's just a slimy little prehensile slug slipping out of its face. Yeah, that if I was young, I would probably not react well to that if I didn't know what a giraffe was or that they had those.
Little boy's 3-year-old sister was like, "Hell yeah!" It was just like handing lettuce off.
Too young for fear.
Like, this is so sick. This is the coolest shit in the world.
See, the thing is, he would be a better commander player because he has threat analysis and she doesn't. He'd be like, I think I need to get rid of that Rhystic study. And she'd be like, oh, you're drawing cards? Oh, hell yeah.
That's sick. Great. Touch cards. That's great.
That's great.
Reliquary Tower? No problem. Good. I'm glad. I'm happy for you.
Oh, and Thought Vessel. Good idea. You want backup.
You want backup. But at one point, she loses her fucking phone.
Yeah.
We're in the Manatee house, and she loses her phone. She goes,
nightmare
my phone
situation.
Isn't here. And I go, okay. I'm like, what are we going to do about your phone missing? She's like, well, I have Find My iPhone. Can I borrow your iPhone? And we'll log in Safari and we'll look at where the phone is. The phone is in motion. The phone is moving away from where we are.
Oh, shit.
So it either got stolen or is being taken to Lost and Found. We don't really follow up on that. We just kind of wander around the place where we were for a long fucking time looking for this phone. And I'm like, I think it moved. Can we go to where it is now, according to the thing? And she's like, no, I think it's still here. It should. I mean, it connected to the thing. It let me do that. And I'm like, Elizabeth! And the whole time, she's running around like a crazy person looking for her phone. And her 3 and 5-year-old are in my care.
Right. This is the real nightmare of it all.
This is the most fucked up thing. She has trained her children to not be super ashamed of their bodies. Probably a good thing. But what this means is that they will pee anywhere there's like foliage.
No!
So we're standing outside the thing waiting for her to come out. And the little girl just like wanders over into the bushes and drops trowel. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get arrested. I'm going to get set on fire. They're going to kill me in the public square. I'm going to get killed. And so they're just pissing and screaming and running all over the place. And there's not a damn thing I can do about it because I don't have any authority over these fucking children.
Uh-huh.
We figure out where the phone is. It's at the visitor center. We go to the visitor center. We get her phone. And I go, I'm done. And she goes, what? And I'm like, I didn't have these on purpose. Like, I've for like reasons that are apparent to me right now, I am not a parent. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So I need to go. I'm going to go, like, I'm going to walk 10 blocks and catch a bus back to my house. How's that sound? And she's like, oh, well, can I buy you a beer? And I was like, okay. And so I went back to the zoo. She got me a couple beers. And then we finished out our day at the zoo by seeing no more animals. There were no more animals to be seen.
We just wandered around.
I drank 2 beers and then the zoo closed.
Fuck.
It was gnarly. We got to, like, I think the most interesting thing we saw was the giraffe. And there was also Reptile House. We saw an alligator and a crocodile and manatees.
Those yeah.
So that was my day at the zoo with the children.
A lot of ups and downs in that one. Yeah. That was fucking harrowing.
The
idea of being in charge of a child who's just decided to go piss by themselves as a visibly trans woman. Like, yeah, I'm gonna die.
I'm gonna get killed.
Even if no one shot me, I would die of the fear that something would happen.
Right, exactly. Oh, this was adorable. The little girl, Biba, that's her nickname. She told me her real name. Don't remember it. Just remember Biba. But Biba, every time she looked at me and every time we made eye contact, she would go at me. She would blow me a raspberry every time we made eye contact. So I started just doing it first. But the thing is, she was quicker on the draw than I was every time.
Uh-huh.
So I would like, we would like, I'd turn and look at her and she'd just go, pfft. And I'm like, damn it, I was going to do it to you. And then when I went to leave, when she dropped me back off at my place. And when I got out of the car, she was asleep. So I didn't get a chance to give Biba a last raspberry. But
aww.
Aram gave me a big hug and was like, thank you for coming to the zoo with us. And it was fun.
Yay.
But harrowing.
Extremely. I would not survive.
No, you would have died.
I am made of weaker stuff. More anxious stuff.
I made some pretty fucking anxious stuff, too.
Yeah. But one of us has a job, and the other one of us barely exists.
Which one of you can drive, and which one of you plays Minecraft? Is that what was the one?
I've been playing a lot of dumb Minecraft. You were even saying my stuff looks pretty good.
It does look good, and you made a cool swamp house.
Yeah, I've taken over a swamp. I'm filling it full of pastel houses, like pink and purple and red and gold kind of aesthetic going all throughout.
So cool.
Little bit of dark oak for structural stuff and to give it just a little bit of contrast.
That's like the professor from the first Pokemon. If he was like, if he had like laser eyes, that's Dark Oak.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say there actually is a Professor Oak has a dark skinned cousin in the Sun and Moon games.
Is that that's Alola, right?
Yep. Yeah. Hawaiian Oak.
Hawaiian Oak, is that what he's called?
No. He has a first name.
That would be nuts if his name was Hawaiian Oak.
Hawaiian. First of all, Hawaii doesn't exist in the Pokemon world.
Alola.
It's Alola.
Alolok.
Alokland?
Alokland.
Alokland.
He's from Alokland.
It sucks.
He's an Alokland Raiders fan.
I came up with it and it sucks. I birthed this into the world and I have to take it back out again.
Cox shotgun.
But yeah, I've been having a grand old time with that stuff. It's much so cool. Better than being around children.
Yeah.
Yeah, children are the future, and I'm scared of change.
What was the... I had a joke the other day at work where I was like, the children are our future, and the future sucks.
Yeah, the future is... We are fucking the future up really goddamn hard.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving them in the hands of private corporations, tech and media production companies. Influencers. It's not the people that you want to be engaging in widespread pedagogy.
Nope. And yet PragerU videos have replaced the entire history curriculum at like every high school in Florida. Hey!
Digimon?
Digimon!
We were about to get real dark there. Let's get back to the show, because this episode is fucking hype.
Yeah, this is hype as fuck. We're going to pull up into our episode synopsis for the episode Fusion Confusion, or the Japanese version that we watched, Invincible Combination Paildramon.
Yeah.
Is that the next one? Hold on. No, that is the next one. I'm looking at the wrong one.
Yeah, give us the right one.
Okay, how about the correct one? United We Stand, or the Japanese version, Jogress Evolution, Now Two Hearts Become One.
Yeah.
Which makes Fusion Confusion even gayer. Two Hearts Become One. The synopsis begins like this. The Digidestin are rebuilding a bridge.
This is they are.
They decide to take a rest and feed their Digimon.
Om nom 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 nom.
Yole is scared that Ken is in danger from the woman.
She's right.
She's right. Ken could be in danger from the woman.
Ken is very much in danger from the woman.
Yeah, it's not good. What's happening with the woman? It's the spider woman who keeps taking her hair.
Woman milf and sticking with her the hair.
Yeah, was sticking her hair into the dark towers and turning them into evil Digimon.
Once again, I have a history of fucking spider woman.
Wait, hold on. Ken is in danger from the woman. Ken and Stingmon are destroying control spires. Sure.
Uh-huh.
That's happening. He wonders how Arukenimon.
Oh, spoils.
Spoiled. Spoiled can turn them into Digimon after the bridge is finished. They decide
the dub just went ahead and named her already.
Possible. Arukenimon watches them and uses Spirit Needle to turn the control spire into Minotaurumon. It says the control spire. This one's great. This synopsis is doing awesome.
Yeah, it's skipping through so fucking fast. Okay, let's fill in a couple of blanks here.
Ken is like, man, how does she do that shit? She keeps turning these dark towers into Digimon. And he's like, man, I bet if I was the Dark Emperor still, I could fucking know how they're doing that. But I just don't know anymore. And it got me to thinking about the certainty of, like, evil.
Mm-hmm.
How, like, when you are evil, you just know what you're supposed to, what's going on. You know what's best. You have this certainty.
Yeah,
comes from taking the dark path versus the uncertainty of innocence, where you're like, you know, I'm going to try to, you know, suss things out and do things the right way. It's harder to be sure of what is to be done.
Right. The path of unity and collaboration is necessarily a fraught one, on account of the fact that, like, you can't know what other people are thinking or planning or necessarily even what they prioritize.
Sure.
Whereas if you are an autocratic ruler, there ain't no room for dissent. You get to just decide shit and that's the law.
Yeah.
It's very easy to be certain under those kinds of circumstances.
Yeah. It's tough. And it's kind of hard to watch Ken be like, I don't know anymore.
And yeah.
He's like this, like, fear. He's very afraid.
He's like, I'm a normal ass kid now, and I have been relying on performance enhancing evil for quite a while now. Not just to you know, play as a fascist super villain, but also to avoid thinking about my trauma.
Yeah. You gotta avoid thinking about the trauma.
You have to. You
gotta stuff that down way deep inside.
Lock that in the vault, baby.
Put it in the vault, baby.
Put it in the Disney vault. What, you're not Irish? In 20 years.
What, you're not Irish? You can't put it in the vault?
Can't put... What?
It's the thing that, like, Irish people bottle it up, is what I... You know,
oh, okay.
I'm a little...
I didn't realize Irish, you were doing so a stereotype.
Shit up. Yeah, I'm doing a stereotype about people that I am.
Okay. I didn't understand it. I'm sorry. Okay. I couldn't follow your stereotyping.
You didn't know that about Irish people? You just bottle it up. You just like put it deep down inside and then you let it come out when you're drinking.
Way.
Yeah.
That's sad. That's
yeah, it's kinda shitty, but you know, it's worked for 4,000 years for us. You can't fucking take this from me.
Wait, I can weigh at you.
Minotaur on head towards the bridge to destroy it. Beamon armor digivolves to Lydramon. Lydramon attacks, but Minotaurmon knocks him into the water with Daisuke on his back in a moment that was so jarring. He's like, lightning blade! And he shoots it at him, and then they crash into him, and he just, in two frames, just parries him into the water.
I likened it to the big mushrooms from Dark Souls 1. Where it's like you walk up on them and you're like, this bitch ain't shit. It's a fucking mushroom. And then it turns around already swinging for you and you just get laid the fuck out.
Just two frame death punches you. Pow!
Yeah. That's good shit.
It's really good.
It's really brutal, primarily on account of how fast it is.
Yeah. Let's see. Hawkmon digivolves to Aquilamon. And he picks up Minotaurmon and drops him on the bridge.
He's like, I'm going to drop your ass like a turtle.
Yeah, I'm going to pick, you know, like a hawk would do to a turtle. I'm going to pick you up, I'm going to fly you up in the air, and I'm going to drop your ass onto this bridge. I'm going to break your shell open, I'm going to eat your delicious meat.
Yeah, your delicious tower meat.
Your delicious dark tower meat. Dark Tower Meat would be a weird name for a company.
Yeah, good name for a band, though.
It's like a Stephen King tie-in.
It's like a
fucking meat company.
It's like a pirate metal band.
Yar. We be Dark Tower Meat Company. This is a lot of layers of abstraction there.
Yay. I love when the bit gets out of control.
Gatomon and Patamon. Armor digivolve to use their golden noose attack, also known as golden lariat in the Japanese that we watch.
Yeah, golden noose is a little bit fucked up.
A little bit fucked.
The idea of an angelic lynching is a bit fucky. Not cool. I don't like that one.
Not cool. Don't like it at all. But they do that. And then Lydramon uses Thunderblast to destroy Minotaurmon, but also part of the bridge as well.
Yeah. They can't save the bridge. They had to do their work all over again.
The Digidestin are now faced with rebuilding the bridge again. There's a shot at the beginning of this fight where Yole has like monster teeth and it's very funny.
Yeah.
She's like, ah, she's so mad and her teeth turn all pointy.
I'm normal about pointy teeth in anime.
It's pretty great.
I mean, these are children. I don't give a shit, but like you see that shit on like
when a woman get angry.
Yeah, on like a woman in Full Metal Alchemist or whatever, I'm just like, oh, merci. Ooh,
merci. That's thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm grateful teeth. For the I'm sight.
For these teeth. The Digidestin interface rebuilding a bridge game. Daisuke thinks they should ask Ichijojikun for help. But the others are against it. Cody is not convinced at all. That's Iori.
He's like, version. Fuck him.
Hate this dude. Still hate him. Still on site.
Still want to beat him with my wooden sword.
Still want to take my kendo sword and beat the unholy dog shit out of his feet. Daisuke believes the Digi-Agon Crest of Kindness made Ken good now, it says.
Made him good now. You made me care more.
You made me care more. I watched that episode with Justin from Library Punk the other day.
Yeah.
I mentioned it was my favorite episode of... Yeah.
We also watched that.
Yeah, yeah. I've watched it like twice in the last week. I love that episode. I have come to realize that it's my favorite episode of Rick and Morty. Show me what you got.
I want to see
what you got.
Yeah, it's incredible. Legitimately very funny.
It's great. And the heads have butts.
The heads have butts on the back of them.
But not like an ass, like a butthole.
Like a lemon sphincter.
Like a lemon sphinct.
You must answer the lemon sphinct's riddles.
Izzy emails them. Does that? Yeah,
Izzy. Koshiro in the Japanese.
Koshiro. They're there is a bizarre signal coming from where Ken's base went down. The Digidestined arrive at the Fallen Emperor's base. There is a major power source there that is about to explode.
They're going to die.
Everyone's going to explode.
They're all going to die.
It's all going to explode and die. It's all over.
I didn't realize that was Ken's fucking tower at first because that thing got fucked up when it fell over on its side.
It's pretty beat up.
It kind of just looks like a Mitama at this point. Like
I was hoping
they would Buddhist teardrop thing.
Oh, sure. I was kind of hoping they would go inside and like see the place all destroyed.
Yeah.
But instead,
no Spelunko.
No Spelunko. They just hang out outside. Story. Yeah. Daisuke emails Ken for help. Ken and Stingmon are tired from destroying control spires all day. And this leads to a very big retail anxiety moment for me where Ken is with someone. He is talking to Arukenimon, who's trying to keep him from just trying to hold his attention. And the phone's ringing the whole time.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I've been there where you're with somebody who's just like, and I bought this for Christmas. And I didn't think that it would work, but I was right. And it didn't. And now I'm here to return. And you're like, you just need to return it. You can shut up. I hate you. And the whole
right.
time
and there's a phone in the background. And you're like.
And they can hear it. Oh, yeah. They can hear it, but they don't give a shit.
No, because it's very important that they go through the fucking.
My aunt thought it would go good with my eyes, but she got me a gift receipt, and so here we are. I'm gonna return it. Oh, you could have just handed me the gift receipt and just shut the fuck up.
Oh, you really hate your aunt. Okay.
Yeah, cool, good. Yeah, throw it under the bus with the retail worker who doesn't give a shit.
Happy to be part of that family drama.
Great. Good stuff. They go home and find Arukenimon on his computer.
I guess
that's kind of how that happens.
That's already what's happening. He's not answering the phone because she's like
because
stringing him along, being like, "Don't you want me to answer your questions?
Don't you want to know why you?"
And then every time he asks a question, she's like, "What are you stupid? Ask a better question, moron!
You're dumb as hell, asshole."
It's like one of the early Very Tall Bart Peterson YouTube poops, where he's like, "That's a bad question. That's a dumb question. Bad dog."
But yeah, she just like appears on his computer, like behind, like they're there eating dinner or whatever, and she just kind of goes whoop on behind him on the computer and is just like, "Hey, bitch."
Yeah.
Wacky.
First of all, that's. No, I don't have anything, actually. I'm going to cut that.
Okay. Sure. Ken yells at her because she keeps calling him.
She keeps?
I guess that happens in the English version.
That's very funny, the idea.
Like,
she's just like, hey, don't you want me to answer your questions?
I got a phone call.
Like, bitch. Fucking Wormmon is the one who ends up picking up the phone and he goes, "Mushy mush."
He's like, "Mushy mushy, this is Ken Chan's phone. Can't come to the phone right now. You leave your message after the beep."
Fucking
Izzy's like, is this a message? Or is this an answering machine?
Yeah, is this
machine?
A recorded message? And he goes, "No, it's a Digimon message."
So
and I don't
cool.
know why, but that tickles me so much. He's
it was
just
so
like,
cool.
No, this is Patrick.
Wormmon has such incredible phone etiquette. I was so impressed with him.
It's so cute. He's such a fucking proper little guy.
Do you want to hear? This is how I used to answer the phone at Kohl's. You ready?
Uh-huh.
"Thank you for calling Kohl's Governor's Plaza, where you can expect great things. My name is Audrey. How can I help you?"
Damn.
"Where you can expect great things" is
the
thing they wanted us to say.
The fact that the face that you pull for it, it had a real Stepford Wives vibe, and I wasn't here for it. It's not
it's
fun.
Awful. It's awful.
I answer the phone like,
"Suck on my ass. Bart.com."
did that read? Did that come through?
Something about cum.
Okay, good. I've been practicing more. I like to do my voices.
Smoke is coming out of the Emperor's base.
Yeah, it's exploding. We covered that too.
The phone rings at Ken's house. I'm going to go back a little bit. I'm just going to read these sentences as they are presented. Okay. In the synopsis. Okay.
Sorry. Okay. I thought the You're synopsis right. was having like a fucking stroke.
Debatable. There is a major power source there that is about to explode. Davis emails Ken for help. Ken and Stingmon are tired from destroying control spires all day. They go home to find Arukenimon on his computer. Ken yells at her because she keeps calling him. Smoke is coming out of the Emperor's base. The phone rings at Ken's house. Very declarative. Bing, bong, bing, bong, bing.
Holy moly. Tim is age regressing.
Arukenimon says Ken was used, and anyone could have filled his shoes as the Emperor. Which breaks Ken so hard, he gets busted in half by this. He's like, wait a minute. You used me, and it could have been anybody? Why was it me then?
Well, the answer presumably is you ended up being a Digi-Destined. Like, part of the implication here is that she had multiple irons in the fire and she was just waiting for one of them to end up being able to go to the digital world.
Possible. The other thing I'm thinking is that she's fucking lying to him entirely.
Also, yeah. Also, she could just be antagonizing him in the way that would hurt worst.
Yeah, because his whole deal is that he's special. That's his whole fucking thing, is how special he is, because mm-hmm. he's always been that way. Even when it was just blowing bubbles with Osamu, he blew them so gently that made him special. And to think that it could have been anybody and that he just committed those atrocities just because he was manipulated into doing them and not because he was some kind of special evil boy.
You know right. what I mean? Or that there's a particular reason why he and his family had to go through what they did. Mm-hmm. That, like, he wants there to be something better than you were convenient.
Yeah.
Because you were convenient is such like how do I put it? The shit that he ended up doing because of all of this needs some kind of greater justification than yeah. that. Or else what was it even for?
Right. And what is going on for after doing all that shit? What is the point of me continuing to go on? Which is where he kind of arrives. Arukenimon says Ken was used and anyone could have filled his shoes as the Emperor. The control spires weren't his idea.
Yep.
It says.
I mean, it makes sense. She's interfacing with them like they were part of her plan yeah. in the first place.
She just says to him, you know, anyone could have built those. Just so happened that it was you.
Presumably whatever evil they fucking put in him
yeah,
is part of why he was capable of and driven to make them.
And I'm still on the Ken as a special boy tip that like all of the things that he was able to do are because he was like a particularly powerful Digi-Destined and like had these capabilities in him from the beginning. Like he, mm-hmm. you know, he had the power within him all along.
He had the
control
glow.
Spires weren't his idea. He had the glow. He had the shine. Wormmon answers the phone and it's Izzy. Izzy tells him it's an emergency. Ken wants to know why it was him that was picked. This is written so insane. Wormmon tells Ken about the phone call and gives him the phone. Izzy tells Ken to take his crest to the digital world where his base used to be. He tells Ken that the power of his crest is the only thing that can hold off the power coming from the base.
Basically, there's a conflict between Daisuke and Ken and Stingmon and XVmon.
Yeah, we're going to get
where they're like, we're going to sacrifice ourselves yeah. because that's the only thing we can think of to atone.
The only thing,
and they're
only
like,
way can redeem ourselves.
Hey,
is to
dipshit.
Die
if you die now, that's it, right?
Yeah.
But if you let us work with you, you can do a lot more to undo all the shit that you caused.
Absolutely.
Join our org.
Join our org. It's called the Digi-Destined. It's an NGO. But Arukenimon confronts the Digi-Destined. She uses 10 spirit needles to turn control spires into Okuamon.
Yeah, Okuamon. Describe. Give him two words.
Hail bug.
Yeah, he's a big, stout boy, and he has
thick
no
bug.
Porn.
No porn.
No porn.
I want porn of him.
It's going to be all Piledramon. I'm sorry, babe.
Okay. Well, that'll be fine.
That Piledramon's pretty fucking rocking.
Piledramon's part Stingmon, the hottest Digimon of all time. So.
Oh, really?
Stingmon's pretty hot. That's a hot bug.
I mean,
Bara.
I get that. I get if you're into that body type, he's a prime example.
He has a great shape.
And he's a bug, and he's green.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there will be competition as we go on. I think you're gonna bite. You're gonna change your mind on that eventually.
Okay. Well, we'll
be
get
like,
there
oh,
too.
Maybe I would fuck this one. Okay. Oh.
Here's how the rest of the, let me just read this last paragraph and then we can discuss the climax. Arukenimon confronts the Digidestin. She uses 10 spirit needles to turn the control spires into Okuamon. All the Digimon digivolve, but Okuamon defeats them. Ken and Wormmon arrive. Wormmon digivolves and Stingmon attacks Okuamon. Daisuke wants Ken's crest, but he says that it's his responsibility. So this is where they get into the conflict. Ken is basically like, I'm going to do a noble sacrifice here today. I'm going to end it all. I'm going to end all the pain that I've caused. And Ken slaps the piss out of him. And he's like, are you shitting me? You will just create more pain by doing that.
He says, I'm going to fly Stingmon into the World Trade Center.
And he slaps him and he's like, that's no, you can't do that. That'll, you know, derail the U.S. Empire into.
Don't you realize they're going to enact the Patriot Act as a result of this? They're going to make everything worse for everyone.
Yeah,
they're
going to start taking our shoes off at the fucking airport. If you do this today, we have to take our shoes off at the airport for the rest of our lives. Or you want that? Of course. You might have to
have Stingmon fucking.
You might have to beep all that. You might have to beep all that.
Oh, I have to bleep the shit out of that. It'll be fun.
Ken and Stingmon want to fight alone. Daisuke hits Ken. He is tired of him wanting to go alone. Daisuke convinces Ken that they are friends. And it's like, they have this fucking really intense moment where they're like, feeling each other's heartbeats and shit.
Yeah, they're like, I can feel his heartbeat. Whoa, I can hear the power of his heart. And it's just like, I'm just sitting here like, that's gay.
I was like, huh?
That's extremely gay. Gay.
Both their digivices glow, and they can feel each other's heartbeats. XVmon and Stingmon DNA digivolve into Piledramon. End of synopsis.
Digio vices. Crystal.
Charge up and digivolve. I do have to describe Piledramon with two words.
Yeah, two words.
Dragon bug.
I thought you were going to say XVmon Stingmon.
I was thinking about it. Those are one word. It's a compound word.
Those are each one word. But that's okay. If you're going to do that, you would have to do that for every single DNA digivolution.
Which would be a funny runner.
I think there's like five. That'd be a funny runner. Yeah, no, that's a good one.
But he looks fucking, it's such a cool design. He looks so fucking sick. It's like
his hip guns.
He's got the hip guns. It's almost like a Magnamon.
Magnamon?
Magnamon, right? That's the name of the golden Digivolution.
Yeah, because it's like a slender Vmon evolution wearing Stingmon's bits as armor.
Yeah, it's basically, it is like he is wearing Stingmon as armor and weapons.
Yeah, like he magic changed them for all our Disgaea fans.
Cool. Never cool. Played Disgaea.
You shouldn't. Absolutely not. That would not appeal to you. I had a brief moment of like, I love those games. For very dumb reasons.
I don't know.
Audrey would not be able to say
I like dumbass games sometimes.
Do you like turn-based strategy games?
Yeah.
Do you like leveling up to 9,999?
That seems bad. Do you like doing it again? What do you rate this episode on a scale of Rookie and Mega?
I was gonna give this one an ultimate, and then they fucking cock teased me. They gave us just a taste of Piledramon at the end, and then went episode over. I was like, fuck you. How dare you? I want to see them shoot their hip gun.
I think. So what do you give it then?
Armor. It's not champion. It's better than champion. But like,
I thought armor was not. It as lost good as its champion. Ultimate.
Is that how? I don't fucking care. The point is, we're at 2.5 out of 4.
Okay, that makes sense.
Whatever you want to call that shit.
I wish I could give it a Jogress evolution because
that's what we have
in the episode. But I don't think
we get it. We get the. And it is a sick animation. Let's be real about that. It's so
fucking tight when X-Vemon flies at the camera and you see his like big teeth as he like sharks as he sharks by the camera. It's so sick.
They do the Zack Snyder thing of he comes in real fast and then it slow-mos as he's in front of the camera and then it speeds up again.
Very, very cool. Stigmon does the same thing, but he doesn't have as expressive of a face, so it's not quite as impactful.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, seeing the black D3... Oh, also, we got our first Digivolution sequence for Stigmon. He has only ever Digivolved off-camera up to this point. We get the first instance of him getting the swirl come in and then spin, and then he's Stigmon.
That does remind me of a detail. Yeah. For the Jogress evolution, their Digivices, like, meld. They each end up being both green and black.
Sick.
So fucking cool.
Another thing I wanted to point out... Intro is different. The episode intro has some additional animations, including Arukenimon in like a Jeep driving around with somebody that we don't know yet.
With some kind of boy toy bitch.
Ken's there, like in the intro. And then
he's like, I'm gonna get
the
you.
Interstitial change too to this really cute thing where Vemon is eating like a giant chocolate egg and they all like pop out of the egg. It's crazy.
So, you know, real quick, one of my favorite games of all time, Wild Arms 3, has an anime OP, like you would have for any shonen show, that'll play when you boot the game up for the first time and when you load up a save. And it's always the same song, and it has the same, like, several of the same bits from its first version all the way to the end of the game. But as you progress and you load up files that are further and further along, it actually swaps out multiple scenes to account for revelations that you've discovered, new villains, people who are on your side now.
So it's got like an intro like happens in these series because we're in the middle of season 2, but it's a JRPG. That's cool.
Yeah, and it's such a perfect way, because RPGs can be long, and especially if you don't have a lot of time any given day or week, you can lose the plot pretty easily.
That is poison.
So having the game just quickly give you a 3-minute musical thing that reminds you, hey, these are the guys, go get them.
Get those ass.
They're over here in this place, go over there. It's nice.
Like,
it's nice to have a little recap.
I do like that. Okay. Let's do the porno one now.
Pussy 2!
Yay!
Once again, it's time for Pussy 2. The sequel to Pussy 2.
Pussy for me and pussy for you, it's Pussy 2.
Alright, do you want me to describe this one?
Yeah, go for the first one.
Alright. Okay, so we have Paildramon looking a little... Oh, I had the face backwards. I thought Paildramon was looking off to the left and had like a tongue sticking out is what I thought was happening there. But no.
Wild.
But Paildramon is looking off to the right of screen. And it's just
you're like, she has her Kamen Rider helmet on backwards. Her
helmet on backwards. It's kind of goofy. I thought it was her tongue sticking out. I thought she was like,
Bleh.
But she has
You thought she was like
She has big old titties and black thigh highs, and the wings look a little derpy. Not gonna lie, the wings are a little missized for her.
They look a little too small
for her giant totems. Just a lovingly rendered. She has cum gutters, you know.
Yeah,
just a lovingly rendered image of her licking off shots and looking hot.
Yeah, no, she's firing those things off. Butter, 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 butter. Shells coming off and smoke clouds at her feet.
And she's wearing dog tags. Is that part of Pyildramon's design generally?
Let's take a look real quick. Nope, no, not seeing them.
They've added dog tags.
Okay, so this one, this one's one of the troops. She's out there.
Yeah. Reminds me of when...
Where are we at war right now?
Iran.
Okay, cool. Thank you. She's in Iran.
That's really fucked up that I was able to say that, and that's real. But I don't know that we have any... I haven't kept up with it because it's so fucking depressing and awful. And that's what they want from us. But anyway.
Yeah, is to wear us down to the point that we can't care because it's too much. Anyway, I get the next one. Whee!
Porno! Let's see it.
Yeah, it's a shame I did this to myself.
And it's loading, and it's loading, and it's awful.
Is it? Is it awful?
I don't know. I don't like how the face is rendered.
That's fair, on account of he has none.
Yeah.
Nondescript facial area, like face goes here and then the mask on top of it. This is done in not a watercolor, but a very broad digital strokes. You can really see each sweep.
Yeah, like in a digital paint
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Digital paint. He's got a penis. He has a barbed,
big,
kind of bulbous cock. Mm-hmm. It's what's the word? Segmented.
Yes. Almost.
There's like a central, like muscle fibers wrapping over each other to make your bicep. Yeah. Except it's a penis. And once again, it's barbed. Looks like there's a fucking, like a teepee. Made out of the head.
It looks like it's got, like, it's the kind of thing that is meant to, like, go in and then stick. Like, you know, that's no good.
Yeah, like we used to design arrows.
Yes, exactly.
So that you couldn't get them back out. You had to just push them through the rest
Precisely.
Of the way. He's just sitting perched, calm, chilling on the edge of a cliff.
He looks bored.
Got his wings out, fucking pecs for days. And his dick just pointed right up into his nondescript face.
I wish he had a cigarette in this picture. Like, I wish he was sitting there.
in between his
very sharp claws. I wish he was posed a little more, like, balanced to one side, and that one side had a cigarette in his hand, is what I wish.
Yeah. Except no.
No, this is very bad.
No. All right, babe.
Okay, final one.
Back to you for the final one.
Paste. Okay. This maybe kind of works for me. Okay, we have in like, what would you describe this color scale? Like duochrome?
I mean, there are multiple colors here. They're just all washed out to a sort of bluish grayscale.
Yeah.
It's muted to the point that they might as well be like grays.
Pyildramon is scissoring what looks like another Stingmon Jogress evolution. I don't know this one.
You actually have it exactly right. This is the DNA digivolution between these two Digimon again, just in a different order.
Okay, that's hot.
This is Dino Beemon.
Okay.
So this is an XVmon and a Stingmon fucking tribbing with a Stingmon and an XVmon.
Okay, I'm kind of real into that concept. let's combine in a different order and then fuck.
Yeah, Steven Universe up on these pussies.
And they are tribbing. It's great. These are linked, of course, in the episode descriptions when Corla writes these. The third one is one to check out. It's not... it's lewd to be certain,
but you can't even see junk. There's like guard plates on everybody. They're just kind of tribbing nulges,
and it's extremely good, and I encourage you to check
and they
that
both
one out.
they both look well. Dino Beemon looks really happy about it, and Pyildramon is like, I am I doing it right?
Yeah, Yeah. like so much of this so much of these illustrations, it is telling a story in a great way.
For characters with no visible faces, just using poses and their eyes, they're quite expressive in this art. It's genuinely very impressive.
This is really good. This is really well rendered. It's also a not a very big JPEG.
It's not. It's a teeny eensy.
It's a little eensy teeny. I can't computer enhance. There's a sweat drop coming off of Pyildramon.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know if I'm doing it right. Oh.
But it's hot. Like, oh, I don't know. This is so hot.
Well, I'm glad we found one for you.
Yeah, this is good.
These are few and far between. And it's a nice little reward for all my effort sifting and digging and finding the stuff for
and
you.
And digging and finding and porning.
And coming.
Come on this. Once every 24 hours.
Once every 24 hours.
Hey, Corlin. Who's your digital champion?
Shit, that's actually a tough one. Arukenimon, because every time I saw her, I just kept going, mommy, mommy, mommy,
mama, mommy,
mommy. Audrey had to hear it the entire time.
It was like Stewie and Lois. Mommy, mama, mama, mommy, mama, mama, mom, mommy.
I want the spider bitch.
I want a minor.
I want a her.
Minor woman. Give it.
I want Spider Yuri.
Very fun. I'm going to give my digital champion to. God, who am I going to give my digital champion to? That's an excellent question that I asked myself just now. And I'm still vamping because I don't know the answer to it. I mean, I could just say Pyildramon.
But he doesn't get to
do
shit.
He doesn't really
get
to do anything.
He just poses and the episode's over.
I could say Patamon because he's in the episode and I love him. He's the perfect little child and is one of my favorite little guys of all time.
He gets two Digivolutions this episode.
He does. No, that's true. For getting to Digivolve twice, I give my digital champion to Patamon.
Patamon, the boy.
He's so good.
He is the Teddy of Digimon.
Can you imagine Patamon making those noises?
I can, and it's great. Patamon making that, you try to hand him like a fish cake and he just fucking grabs onto it and disappears into the bush. You just hear
I can think of Patamon as an herbivore. The idea of him being like an omnivore or a carnivore is really disturbing.
It would have to be a soy fish cake then,
or imitation crab.
You do that.
I'm okay with like minced fish pressed into a shape. I'm okay with that.
I'll imitate your crab. I don't know, but I'm gonna make some fucking rangoons because I just remembered I have imitation crab to cook.
I want rangoons now.
Gotta thaw them bitches out and make some
shit
tomorrow.
Can I order goons from somewhere right now? Probably not.
For me?
I was thinking for me, but you have the stuff to make.
It's earlier for me, so there's a better chance.
That is true. Corla, what are your pluggables?
Oh man, we have Post Ponies. Woo! That's my other podcast with me, three other trans gals, and we are reviewing My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic, and along the way, looking at current events as of each episode coming out, and looking at the rise of American fascism. It's a funny little thing where we get even weirder and hornier than here by a lot,
which
too,
is
by like a
impressive.
Lot.
Impressive.
It's there's no dedicated porn segment, but if there was, we would spill out of containment is the problem.
It would just be the whole episode.
Yeah, you can find us anywhere we've got podcasts going on, or you can go to smallgayhorse.com.
Best URL in the
best
game.
URL in the business.
Fucking love it.
What about you?
I love you. And I also love my other
I
love my other podcast that I do. It's called Radio Free Tote Bags, a show about relationships. It's an advice show. You can write in with your questions, queries, quandaries, problems with your family. If you got some of those, you can go to our social media at RFTBpod on Twitter and Instagram. At
is your dad just weirdly homophobic?
Come on, write in. We'll tell you how to handle that. Well,
is your mom extremely controlling?
We're just talking about my family.
Have you ever been forced to sit on an active stovetop?
That's wow. Yeah, that's no good. You got to get the fuck out of there for that.
That's I'm ripping things from A Child Called It.
Oh,
I you took it very personal, and I did not mean that to be what it was. I thought you had read the book.
Nope.
Nope. Oh, you should.
Okay.
Except
I shouldn't, because it's intense.
This is another Disgaea thing where I'm like, oh, hang on. Close to home.
Check it out anywhere you find podcasts. It's Radio Free Topic.
Yeah, go check out A Child Named It on Audible.
Anywhere you find audiobooks, check out A Child Called It. Make sure you bass boost that fart that I just dropped. All right, folks, it's been a blast.
I'm losing my mind. We have to
end
this.
It's been a blast entertaining you once again, folks. Thanks for stopping by. Hope you had a great time. We have to do our shout-outs, of course, here at the end.
Got to do my shout-outs now.
Let me pull these.
Piece two. I'm going to cut it so we start right after I say piece two. Because it's important. I'm doing a fucking bus driver bit.
We lost one, by the way.
No!
It was somebody who their payment declined.
Mm-hmm.
So they might be back. But... Okay. Nope.
While you're finding it, it's such a sadness to me that kids eventually lose that no filter thing when they grow up. My niece asked what 9/11 is, and someone explained it to her, and her unfiltered conclusion was, bro. Is that it?
Yeah. Incredible.
Ember Saffron.
Hex Meowniac.
The worst of all possible worlds. That. Right?
Asa.
Saturday's Claire.
This penguin's flesh screams for the flesh of another cat.
Jubilation Lee.
Pablo Hummus.
Meesh.
Waylon the Sprite Smith.
Maya.
Teresa.
Bubba Nitro.
And my Metamore Gigi. Thank you so much
Gigi.
For supporting us at the Digidestined tier. You absolutely are the Digi and Armand. Undisputable there. You're great. Thanks for listening. We love you. And you need to get out there and buy the products.
Yeah.